Welcome to the OU's Avos Rabbi Nosson. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the first chapter of Avos Rabbi Nosson. Last time we spoke about the transmission of the Torah starting with Moshe, and then we discussed some of the things for which Moshe was notable. We ended with the three statements of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, same as they appear in Avos. Havim Sunim Bedin, that we should be deliberate in judgment, Vehamidu Talmidim Harbei, and we should raise up many students, and also Asu Siag LaTorah, we should make a fence around the Torah in order to safeguard it. Today we're going to look into the statement of Havim Sunim Bedin, that we should be deliberate in judgment, and see a little bit more about what that means. And again, Avos Rabbi Nosson is like an expanded version of Pirkei Avos, so that one sentence appears in Pirkei Avos, but now we're going to go on for a couple of brises discussing exactly what that entails. So Brisa Dalet says, Havim Sunim Bedin, that we should be deliberate in judgment. Ketzad, what does that mean? Malamed Sha'adam Mamtin Bedin, Shekol Hamamtin Bedin, Miyushav Bedin. It means that a person should take his time when rendering judgment, because anyone who takes his time in rendering judgment can be assured that his judgment is well thought out. Shenemar, and then there's a pasuk in Mishlei. Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo, Asher Hetiku, Anshei Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda. So it's a verse that says that these are the proverbs of Solomon that the court of Hezekiah, King Hizkiyahu of Judah, copied out. V'lo shehe tiku, ela shehem tinu. And it doesn't mean that they copied them out, but rather it means that they deliberated on them. They discussed them and considered their meaning. Now that seems rather strange that since the verse says shehe tiku, that they copied them out, and the comment says that it doesn't mean that they copied them out. So let's take a look here in the Kisei Rachamim. And the font is very small. It says, Kamo Ma'atik, Shekosev Misefer El Sefer. So the meaning of the word is that they transcribed, copying from one book to another. So now why are we saying that it doesn't mean that literally? The Ein Zeh Shevach L'Anshei Chizkiyahu. This is not a particular praise to the court of Chizkiyahu. Shakasu Meshavchem, and the intention of this verse is to praise them. So if you just want to say that they copied something from one book to another, that's not especially praiseworthy. Eleshehem Tinu Uperish Heetiku Kamo Ataka. So it's giving another explanation for the meaning of that word other than the first one that you would think. So it means that they deliberated on them, they expounded on them, so it's another understanding of that meaning in the verse. Back in the text. Abashal Omer, Abashaul says, Lo shehem tinu ela shepirshu. It doesn't mean that they deliberated on them, it means that they brought them to light. Barishona, hayu omrim mishle v'shirashirim ukaheles genuzim hayu. Originally they said that three books that we now have in Tanakh should be stored away. And those books are Mishle, the books of Proverbs, Shir Shirim, the Song of Songs, and Koheles, Ecclesiastes. So why should these three books not be canonized? Why should they be hidden away for the elite? Shehem hayu omrim mashlos, ve'ein min haksuvim, because they thought that they were simply metaphors, that they were allegories, and that they weren't books of Tanakh. Now let's take a quick look in the Binyan Yehoshua. Also tiny type. Barishona hayu omrim, originally they said, Mishle v'shir ashim v'kahelas genuzim, that these three books should be hidden away. V'mesech Shabbos, daf lamed, isa shebikshu lignoz kahelas u'mishle mimnei psukim hasosrim zeh et zeh. So in Shabbos it tells us that Mishle and Koheles were hidden away because they had verses that appeared to contradict each other. V'achar kach kaimu osam upirshum ayin sham. And later these verses were reconciled and the books were released and that we should look there. V'lo nizker sham shir hashirim. And over there in Shabbos it doesn't mention shir hashirim kmo hacha as it does here. Mishum dehasam hayim mimnei shesosrim v'kan tam acher. So over there the reason that they had a problem was because of contradictory verses. So it only mentions Mishle and Koheles because that wasn't a problem for shir hashirim. But here we're talking about the fact that they're just simply metaphors and they're not written with the divine inspiration necessary to be in the canon, well, then that applies to all three books. So back in the text, V'amdu, v'ganzu osam, so they went and they hid them away, ad shebo anshei Knesset HaGedola upirshu osam, and they hid them away until the anshei Knesset HaGedola released them, they publicized them. And if you take a look in the Binyan Yehoshua again, anshei Knesset HaGedola rotza lomar anshei Chizkiya shehayu Knesset HaGedola. So these books were part of the canon long before the anshei Knesset HaGedola. They were canonized by Chizkiyahu's court. So it means to say the court of Chizkiyahu, which was a Knesset HaGedola, not the Knesset HaGedola. So what are these verses that they found problematic, that they're just metaphors, stories, as it were? Shenemar. So here's a verse from the 7th chapter of Mishle. Va'era b'psoyim, avina b'vanim, nar chaser lev. So I saw among the thoughtless people, and I saw among the youths, a young person who was lacking understanding. Then it skips a couple of psukim, and it continues. V'hine isha likrasa, she's zona v'netzura slave. There was a woman dressed like a prostitute, and she had some deceit about her. Hamia hi v'sororis, b'besa lo yishkenu ragleha. So she was a rebellious woman, and she couldn't stay in her house. Pam b'chutz, pam b'rachovos. V'etzel kol pina se'erov. She's always in the streets. She's always hanging out on street corners. V'hechazika bo, v'nishkalo, he'ezo paneha v'somarlo. So she got this young man, and she kissed him, and she said to him, Zivche shlomim olai, hayom shilamti nidorai. That I owed sacrifices and peace offerings, and today I paid my debt. Al kein yatsasi likrasecha, l'shacher panecha, v'emtzaecha. Therefore I came to meet you and to find you, and I did so. Marvadim revadati arsi, chatuvos eton mitzrayim, and I covered my couch with cloth from the yarn made of Egyptian fabric. Nafti mishkavi, mor ahalayim v'kinamon, that I perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloe and cinnamon. L'chon nirve dodim, ad haboker, nis'alsa bahavim, so let us make love until the morning, and let us console ourselves with love. Ki ein ha'ish bebeso, halach b'derech merachok, because my husband is not at home, he's gone on a long trip. Sror ha'kesef l'kach b'yado, l'yom ha'kese yavo beso, and he's taken his money with him, and he'll only come home at the end of the month. So this is a long selection from the 7th chapter of Mishle, the book of Proverbs, and this does not appear very Bible-like, so they seem to feel that this was just a story, a metaphor that Shlomo had told. Uksiv b'shir ha'shirim, and this gives us another example now from the book of Shir ha'shirim, the Song of Songs, also known as Canticles or the Song of Solomon. It has many names in English. Ani l'dodi v'olai tashuka so, I am my beloved's, and he desires me. L'cha dodi netze hasodeh, nolina b'kfarim, come my beloved, let's go into the field, and let us lodge in the village. Nashkima l'karmim, let us get up and go to the vineyard. Nira imparcha hagefen, pitach hasmadar, let's see whether the fruit has budded on the vine. Hanetsu harimonim, and whether the pomegranates have blossomed. Sham etain es dodai loch, and there I will give you my love. So again, this appears to be some sort of love story. It doesn't appear to be something that belongs in the canon at first glance. Uksiv b'Koheles, and now it's going to give us a selection from Koheles that appears not very Bible-like. Samach b'chor b'yaldosecha, rejoice, young man, within your youth. V'tavcha libcha b'yimei b'churasecha, and your hearts will cheer you in the days of your youth. V'halech b'darchei libcha, and walk in the ways of your heart. U'b'marei enecha, and in the sight of your eyes. V'da ki al kol eile yaviecha ha'elokim b'mishpat. But you should know that God will bring you to judgment for all of these things. Uksiv b'shir ha-shirim, and now it takes us back for another quote from Shir ha-shirim, Ani l'dodi ba'alai teshukaso. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me, which, in fact, is the verse that we had previously. So all of this is to say that the three books in question, Mishlei, Koheles, Shir ha-shirim, had been hidden away because of these verses that make them appear just to be literature, and the court of Chizkiyahu brought them to light. Lo shehemtinu, ela shepirshu. Davar acher, so now another explanation of Havu Mesunim Betin. Havu Mesunim Betin Ketzad, what does it mean to be deliberate in judgment? Malamed sheyehe adam mamtin bedvarav, that a person should be calm in his words, val yehe makbid al dvarav, and he shouldn't speak harshly. Shekol hamakbid al dvarav, mishkach es dvarav. Anyone who speaks harshly forgets his words. Shechein matzinu b'moshe, Rabbeinu, this we see in the case of Moshe, shechachach es devarav, he forgot his words, shenemar, as it says, v'yomer Elazar ha-kohen el anshe ha-tzva ha-boim le-mochama. So Elazar ha-kohen, that was Aaron's son, said to the soldiers who were going out to war, Zos chukas ha-torah asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. This is the law of the Torah that God said to Moshe. Moshe tziva v'lo osi. He commanded Moshe, not me. Tziva es Moshe achi abba, tziva osi lo tziva. That he commanded Moshe, my uncle, he did not command me. V'heichan matzino b'moshe, shehikpid al dvarav. And where do we see that Moshe spoke harshly, that he should have been caused to forget this word? Harihu omer, bipkudei ha-chayel. It says regarding the officers. V'yiksof Moshe al pkudei ha-chayel. Moshe became angry about the officers. V'yomar alehem Moshe, and Moshe said to them, Hechisem kol nekeva, you left all the women alive after the incident with Baal Peor, where it was the women who caused the sin. Im kein matam adlomo kol nekeva. So why does the Torah say all the women? Elazu eitz shiyaitz Bilam harasha al Yisrael. It's referring to the incident that the evil Bilam gave, that this is how you should deal with the Jews. Tichsiv. V'yata. Hineni holech la'ami, l'cho'idziav asher yasa am hazeh la'am chaba'achris hayamim. So the Pasuk says that I, Bilam, am going to go home, and I'm going to tell you what this nation, the Jews, will do to your nation, Moav, in the end of days. So that word, yatzvcha, I'm going to inform you, is also eitzah. I'm going to give you advice for how to proceed. Amar lo, he said to him, Amzu she'ata sone, this nation that you hate, Ra'av hu l'achila, but tzamach hu l'shsia. They're hungry for food, and they're thirsty for something to drink. Ve'ein lehem sheyachlu v'shisisu ela man, bilvad. And they only have man to eat and drink. That's their only source of sustenance. Lech v'tikein lehem kubos, v'hanach lehem machal u'mishte. So go, set up kiosks, set up booths, and provide them with food and drink. V'hoshav v'hen nashim yafos b'nos malachim, k'dei sheyanzu ha'am l'bal pa'or. And he said, get beautiful women, the daughters of kings, in order that they should seduce the nation after the worship of Baal Peor, and that will cause God to strike them dead. Miyad halach v'asa Balak kol ma she'amar lo Bilam. So Balak, the king of Moab, went and did everything that Bilam had advised him. Bilam harasha, the evil Bilam advised him. Ra magaram lo Bilam harasha li Yisrael. And he saw what Bilam caused to happen to the Jews. Here he refers to Moshe and not to Balak. So it was Moshe who saw what Bilam caused to happen. What happened? Shenaflu mehem esrim v'arba elef shenemar ve'yu hamesim b'magefa arbaim v'esrim elef. So he saw that it was 24,000 people who died in the plague because of the sin that Bilam set in their way. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. So this is a kal v'chomer, an inference from a lesser case to a stronger case. Uma Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham Gadol Shebe Gedolim. So Moshe was the greatest wise man, Av L'Neviim, and he was the greatest of prophets. B'shah Shehikpid Al Dvarav Shachach Es Dvarav. And when he gets angry and speaks harshly, he forgets his learning. Anu Alachas Kama V'Kama. So how much more so we common people, if we lose our tempers and speak harshly, how much more so will we forget the Torah that we learned? So we see from here that a person should speak calmly and not harshly. Finally, one more explanation of what it means to be mesunim bedin, to be deliberate in judgment. Ben Azai Omer, havi zehir b'divarecha mivatala. that we should be careful not to speak idly. That's Brisa Dalid. Next week we will continue with Brisa Hay, which starts the subject of Asu Siag LaTorah, making a fence to safeguard the Torah.